You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. The Big Rapids Children's Parade was held yesterday in the downtown area as part of Month of the Young Child. Tim Burke was there.
U.S. Senator Christopher Dodd once called children, quote, our greatest asset and our most precious treasure. And despite weather that turned cold and blustery, that sentiment was reflected by Big Rapids at Thursday's annual Children's Parade. Parade organizer Lou Ann Gregory says there's always a good turnout.
It might be a lower turnout due to the weather, but in the past we've had anywhere from 900 to 1,200.
One resident along the parade route summed up the reason many were in attendance.
To see my grandchildren.
Although many children said they were happy to get out of school for the parade, most were glad to get back on their buses after the half-mile walk down Michigan Avenue. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
Police officers arrested 434 motorists during the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over Drunk Driving crackdown March 16th through the 29th. Of those arrested, 82 were charged with the state's high blood alcohol content law with a BAC of 0.17 or higher. During last year's spring enforcement campaign, more than 560 motorists were arrested for drunk driving. With the speed limit increasing to 75 miles per hour along 600 miles of Michigan Highway, members of law enforcement are preparing for the change one day at a time.
Other than us just monitoring the speed limits, you know, the legislation and the things that were going on, there hasn't been any opinions that I've heard from the Sheriff's Association or from fellow sheriffs. You know, it's one of those deals where if it happens, we kind of go with the flow and step up to the plate and make sure we're doing all we can to enforce what the speed limit's going to be and then, you know, police the accidents or incidents that occur.
Michael Main is sheriff of Isabella County, where U.S. 127 runs north and south throughout. It's among the miles of highway rising to 75 miles per hour. It's a way to dispose of unused prescription drugs before they fall into the wrong hands. Michigan State Police are partnering Saturday with the DEA and other law enforcement agencies for the National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. It gives people a way to get rid of their unwanted medicine. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 30 MSP posts. And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.